So just explain the incident down at the lake.
Are these my earphones?
Yeah, I'm using them. Okay. Are they your headphones?
No, I've got mine's got yellow stains. I think they might be yours.
No, they're Dad's. They're broken. So tell us about the incident down at the lake with the snake.
Well, Phil, I've got a real phobia of snakes, a really bad one, and I knew there was going to be turtles in the water, and I sort of expected maybe eels, but I didn't think I'd see anything.
This is Lake Corona.
Yeah, Corona, Corona.
Corona.
Coronis.
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 Coronis. Coronis. Yeah.
And it's on the east coast, or near the east coast of Crete.
So I sort of didn't want to think too much, but one of my big fears is snakes. I have a huge fear for snakes and for sharks. And when I went into water, I was swimming quite happily, really enjoying the lovely sand under my feet, and it was quite beautiful, really. And it was so see through the water, and you could just sort of transparent and beautiful. And as I looked, I saw a snake with its head right up in the air. It looked like a serpent?
Like a serpent, yeah.
And it was just sort of right above the water, and it had this huge head, and it was really long, and I could clearly see it within the lovely water. I could see that it was long, it was fat, and it was swimming in the water.
Was it big?
It was long. It was a good snake, Phil.
Was it a fat snake?
It was a good fat snake. It was a good... All I can say is it was a good sized snake.
Could it have bitten you?
Put it this way, Phil.
If it bit
every
you.
Fear I had... It's not like a little... It wasn't like a little eel or a little small grass snake.
Or a worm.
This was a big, massive snake. And it was in the water. And it was about 6 foot away from where I was, swimming. So it freaked me out. And then I saw the head go down. And then, you know, it swishes away, and it was in the opposite direction, but it definitely went under the water then, and that could be attack. And so, as far as I was concerned, I was going the opposite direction, and I was going as fast as I possibly could, and that's what I did.
It's horrendous.
Got out of the water as fast as I can, and just couldn't believe I was alive.
I'm
never going that water again.
But there was literally hundreds of people swimming in that lake.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a draw. That's people go there, don't they, to swim? Mm-hmm. And there's snakes in it. Scary stuff. But everything wants to bite you here. The midges want to bite you. The ants want to bite you.
I've been stung by a wasp as well.
Been stung by a wasp. I've been bitten all off the arm by ants and midges.
Mega huge bites there.
I've got one bite on my arm, on my finger. I've got another bite on the underside here.
Yeah.
Dad's leg's swollen up.
Dad's leg's swollen. That's the racky, though.
Yeah, that's more the racky than the... we better finish. Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, I thought I had to go then, but... It's okay. Ow, I'm getting bitten again. Yeah, my advice is, if you come to Crete, bring some insect repellent of some sort, and get one of those mosquito-style jumpers, T-shirts. It's scented to get rid of mosquitoes, isn't it? And antihistamine, and lots of jungle juice. Is that what it's called, Vic? Yeah, jungle juice. Jungle juice, that's the stuff to get. So don't come without your jungle juice. Okay. And snake repellent as well.